5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, January 28th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 stories to watch as we head into the weekend. Topic number 5 today, waiting on Putin. We're waiting to see how Russia's president responds to answers from NATO and the United States to Russia's red line demands. These are letters from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and NATO's chief Jens Stoltenberg. Both letters thought to rule out the possibility of Ukraine being banned from entry into NATO and the removal of Western troops from former Soviet states. Blinken said the U.S. letter does present serious offers to de-escalate tensions, controls on nuclear arms, limits on military exercises, things like that. But Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said the letter contains some elements that could lead to talk on secondary issues, but no positive response on the main issue. Again, not to carry water for Vladimir Putin or for Russia, but you can understand why they would not want what they would see as hostile troops and perhaps nuclear-capable missiles in a country that's on Russia's own border, just as we would not want them in, say, Cuba. Remember the missile crisis. Well, the chief spokesman for U.S. State Department said in an interview Wednesday that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline will not move forward if Russia invades Ukraine. Now, the pipeline was completed in September. It connects Germany and Russia, crosses the sea floor of the Baltic Sea, and would facilitate gas transit from Russia to Germany without having to go through Ukraine currently. The question, of course, is whether Europe can survive the winter without Russian natural gas. Would Russia cut off gas supplies if hostilities broke out between NATO and Russia over Ukraine? Probably not. Russia only cut off supplies to Europe during World War II after Hitler invaded. But Western sanctions might shut off the taps. For example, if Russia is cut out of the SWIFT system. SWIFT is the main global provider of secure payments and bank transfers. Think of it as credit card processing, but on a national level. SWIFT is the number one processor around the world. If Russia gets cut out, they might say, well, okay, well, no gas for you. And while Russia could get by without the European market, China is in need of lots and lots of energy. Japan also happy to take deliveries. Europe gets about half of its natural gas from Russia, and that's about a third of Europe's total energy consumption. There's a reason this showdown is happening in January. Russia is very much aware that winter is its friend. Well, at least Russia and Ukraine are talking. Let's pray that that continues. Officials from the two nations met in Paris on Wednesday. No deals, but the two sides agreed to continue talking, and they agree that keeping up the ceasefire in the eastern Donbass region must be upheld. Topic number 4 this week, COVID. The new stealth Omicron spreading rapidly. You can see by the map behind me, comparing left to right, that the proportion of cases now with the new stealth BA.2 variant or subvariant of Omicron has quadrupled in a week. The good news is that Omicron and BA.2 are much less dangerous than previous variants, the yellow line representing cases, the red line representing COVID deaths. And you can see there is no correlation in the new variant. Even though it's growing rapidly, the number of cases, deaths are not rising at the same rate. Now, there are three aspects of the COVID story we have not yet covered. First, Canadian truckers, upset about the vaccine mandate imposed by the Canadian government, are descending on the capital city of Ottawa this weekend. Some have already begun to arrive, arrived there early Thursday. This convoy of truckers will be in the capital city there for a multi-day demonstration. Officials say so far they expect between 1,000 and 2,000 people to arrive in trucks and other vehicles and stay through the weekend. We're seeing a variety, just wildly different numbers, anywhere from 125 trucks to 125,000 trucks. The corporate media is ignoring the story, except they're playing up the aspect of the fear of violence. Let's hope that agents provocateur have not arrived in Ottawa as well to try to make this anti-vaccine movement look dangerous. The kind of thing that happened a year ago in the U.S. Capitol. Anyway, item number 2, researchers are now openly admitting that the COVID jabs can interfere with a woman's menstrual cycle. Tens of thousands of women have complained about this. However, the way this is being admitted It's being spun, of course. A top fertility specialist in the UK, Dr. Victoria Male of the King's College London, reviewed findings from two new studies that involved over 10,000 women, and she writes in the British Medical Journal, quote, changes to the menstrual cycle do occur following vaccination. Again, this is the first mainstream admission that this actually happens. But then she adds, the changes caused by the COVID jab were small, and they quickly reverse. It's like my dad used to say after his heart attack, a mild heart attack or a mild symptom is one that's happening to somebody else. Now, I am not a woman, nor do I identify as one, but I can only imagine that if you're thinking about having children, any disruption to your menstrual cycle has got to be worrisome. Why was it disrupted in the first place? That's not part of the disease process for COVID-19. Why is the jab interfering? Even if it quickly reverses, what long-term effects might it have? We don't know because we don't have any long-term data on these experimental vaccines. Might be fine, but how do we know? They've only been out for a year. And normally it's 10 years of testing before they're authorized for human use. There's a reason that the mRNA technology had never been approved, even for human testing, much less wide-scale distribution. Anyway, and number three, a growing number of people dealing with the Omicron variant, even though the other physical symptoms appear to be mild, are reporting night terrors as one of their symptoms. This is the inability to move or speak or open your eyes. You might feel like someone is in the room or that someone is even holding you down in bed. If you've ever experienced this, you know that this is a fear unlike anything else. Doctors are saying, oh, it's probably because sleep cycle's disrupted and it's a spiritual thing. You know, hundreds of years ago, they knew what you were dealing with. This is a demonic thing. And again, enough people are reporting this. In fact, friends of ours now are telling us about this. It is absolutely terrifying. Call on the name of Jesus if this thing happens to you. Oh, by the way, Spotify responded to Neil Young's demand that Spotify either drop Joe Rogan's number one rated podcast or delete his music catalog from Spotify. So you can no longer listen to Neil Young music on Spotify. Topic number three, Star Chamber. We learned this week that this is what's going on with the January 6th Congressional Committee. They're essentially claiming absolute investigative powers that not even the FBI or other law enforcement agencies possess. Congress is specifically banned from doing this, not just by the Constitution, but by a couple of Supreme Court rulings from the McCarthy era. They don't seem to care. And those who are being caught up in this are essentially being punished because of wrongthink. They supported the wrong guy, Donald Trump. He wasn't supposed to crash their party because he doesn't know, as Newt Gingrich said, he doesn't know the secret handshake. Topic number two, virtual reality, virtual money. It's going mainstream. This week, the Federal Reserve Bank issued its long-awaited report on a digital currency, a Federal Reserve Bank-backed digital currency. Really didn't say anything one way or the other, but the fact that they're openly talking about it is significant. This is something that Congress will have to approve, of course, but Walmart is putting its money behind the idea. They're venturing into the metaverse, a plan to create its own cryptocurrency and a collection of non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. Walmart has filed several new trademarks, leading people to believe that it is moving into virtual space. This is a trend that will be continuing. Facebook, or Meta, just released an ad for its new virtual reality game targeting adults. Yeah, the ad, I mean, made the people in the game look like some of the early scenes of the movie Ready Player One. Avoiding reality with a television strapped to your face doesn't seem like a good way to go through life. Coming up, separating church from state, or at least Aztec religion from state, that's ahead on the Friday Five.
Call now and take advantage of SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, ends, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five, dropping prayer in school, or at least in California, dropping prayers to the Aztec god of human sacrifice, which is a good thing. This was part of the ethnic studies model curriculum developed by, the likes of Tolteca Cuetin, who's the co-chair of this ethnic studies model curriculum, who argued that the Christian conquistadors had committed theocide, killed the gods of the Aztecs. And so the proper response was to regenerate indigenous spiritual traditions. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but not all spiritual traditions are created equal. And the Christian spiritual tradition, setting aside the fact that it worships the creator of the universe who spoke all things into existence and willingly gave himself up as a sacrifice so that we might live forever, some of them, like the Aztecs, required us as sacrifices so that their gods would continue to live. I think it's pretty clear that that one is evil. And at least California, the judicial system, ruled that it was a sectarian endorsement of religion. But the folks behind movements like this in our schools, they're not giving up. Just pay attention to what's being taught in your child's school, your grandchildren's school. SkyWatch TV Magazine is moving digital, getting into the digital age. We would be happy to continue printing a hard copy, but supply chain issues. Seriously, there is a shortage of paper for printing books and magazines, and the cost has skyrocketed. So trying to be the best stewards of your support as we possibly can, we're making it available for free as a digital magazine. You can find it online, skywatchtv.com. It's in the right-hand column there. Or just point your smartphone or tablet, the camera that is, at the QR code on the screen that will create a link that will lead you right to the digital magazine, which has hot links inside of it to navigate more easily. Again, SkyWatch TV Magazine, now the SkyWatch TV e-magazine online, skywatchtv.com, or use the QR code on your screen. SkyWatch TV is asking for your support to help finish some construction projects in advance of the 2022 camping season, as we partner with Royal Family Kids to work with children ages 9 through 11 in foster care. It's a time in their life where showing them the love of Christ can change the whole direction of their lives. And as our thank you for your support as we complete these projects, we are offering the limited edition Defender Family Bible. Hardcover edition of the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation, including the expanded Apocrypha, which includes the Book of Enoch, for your gift of $300 or more. This Bible, a gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, including a calendar, keychain, coffee mug, Joe Horn's music CD this time around, and a $100 gift certificate to spend at the Skywatch TV store any way you choose. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the gift box, the Defender Family Bible, a $300 gift certificate at the Skywatch TV store, and an invitation to tour the ranch to see what you helped build. We'll take a group photo with the staff from the ranch, the staff here at Skywatch TV, and an invitation to join us for a taping here in the new Skywatch TV studios. Again, we truly appreciate your support. We can't do what we do without you. This is truly for the children. You can find out more and donate online, skywatchtvstore.com, skywatchtvstore.com, or call 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com, the home of Skywatch documentaries, like The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's new documentary on the UFO phenomenon, his award-winning Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, the award-winning Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, our travelogumentaries to the Holy Land, and more. Available right now, instant access in full HD for as little as $3. Find out more online, skywatchfilms.com. That's skywatchfilms.com. Speaking of the Holy Land, our tour of Israel, backed up to next March, there are some folks inside with information who believe that the mandates for travel to Israel will be dropped soon. We're hoping that is the case by next spring. March 19th through 30th are scheduled dates for a tour of Israel like no other. Gilgal Rephaim, the Fortress of Sisera, Joshua's Altar, literally Joshua's Altar, and much, much more. Of course, all the places you'll want to see. We will visit Jerusalem. We will see Nazareth. We will worship on the Sea of Galilee and baptized in the Jordan River, worship in the Jordan River, much, much more. You can get a look at a sample itinerary and a breakdown of costs online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we are talking about the hidden feasts of Israel, feasts that have disappeared from the Jewish calendar. This is according to information from Qumran, the home of the Essenes sect in the first century AD. Ken Johnson, Josh Peck talking to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team about those feasts and why they point to 2025 as the beginning of the final age of man. This is a fascinating discussion. Don't miss it. You'll find our over-the-air broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you get us to broadcast right now. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and we'll be there whenever you click the remote. Or you can just download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, and then you can cast if you've got a relatively recent smart TV that's compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. You can send the video directly to your TV from your phone or tablet. Not only all of the video content, but news the media wants you to miss, calendar of upcoming events, and the ongoing series, chapter-length excerpts from my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, which has been for about a month now, the number one new release in Amazon's Christian Commentaries category. And thank you for that. Again, if you want to read excerpts before you buy, check it out. It's under the News tab at our free mobile app, which is available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.